Now this morning my topic will be pleasing God, and is taken from the 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. It says here, "Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, as ye would abound more and more." There was once a young man who had been under the tutorship of a great violin master, and he had learned under him for many, many years, until the young man was so competent to appear in a concert. So one day the master said that you should go to a concert because you have already achieved a very high standard. So as a result, this young man went. On that very night, the concert hall was full, packed up. And so this young man played a violin concerto. And the crowd, after listening to that, they were so happy and touched that this young man really had attained a very high standard in playing the violin. But in spite of the shouting from the audience, encore, encore, they wanted him to play some more. The audience applauded, but he was not so happy. His face looked very grim. Do you know what's the reason? Because he constantly looked, turned around to the side of the stage, watching his master. And the master doesn't look too happy. And so he was not happy, even in spite of the crowd applauding, until when the master smiles. And then this young man was so happy. Well, I believe that this young man, though he needed the crowd to applaud him, he needed the crowd to appreciate, the audience to appreciate his playing and so forth. But more importantly is what? He needed the master to be happy. I think as believers, it is our main aim not to please men. Just like the violinist here, he saw the crowd. Well, the crowd was so happy, but he did not please them. His main intention was to please the master by the side of the stage. And so this was also taught by the Apostle Paul. Paul said, your main intention as believers, you should what? Please God. You should please God. Now, how will the Thessalonians, or how could the Thessalonians please God? In what way will they be able to please God? First of all, the Apostle Paul here said, ye have received of us. Ye have received of us. Now, during the missionary journey, when Paul passed over to Thessalonica and Paul taught the people and started the church and so forth. So the people were being taught with the what? With the word of God. The true word of God, which is so important. Not words by human being, but word by what? By God. So they were taught by the word of God. And I think the word of God is so important to each and every believer. But it's so unfortunate that today many people take the word of God as a myth, or perhaps a story, or perhaps it's only 99.4% or so correct, and they don't treat the word of God as so sacred as it is, it should be. What happened? Paul was not doing like that. He was teaching the true word of God. The word of God teaches, encourages, comforts, guides, and reminds, and even helps and convicts many, many people of the world. Now, if we look up Psalm 119, perhaps you will be able to see out of the 176 verses, every verse will tell you concerning about the word of God. Well, whether it be the testimonies, the commandments, the statutes, the law, ordinances, precepts, judgments. Every verse, you watch very carefully. It tells you about the Word of God and what the Word of God can do to you and also to do to me. So the Word of God is so important to believers. That without the Word of God, I think we have nothing. Man's preaching means nothing to you and to me. The Word of God is so important. And so the first step to please God, what? Is to learn the Word of God. But to learn of God, you must make sure that it is truly the Word of God. You must believe that that is the word, very Word of God. Eh? Now today we always believe that the Bible is inspired. Not only inspired, but it's also fully preserved. And we can be assured that truly that is the Word of God. Truly that's the Word of God. And as a result, we will be able to learn and to be convicted and to obey the law. Now, the Word of God is for the people to observe, to obey. It's just like a law of a country. When a country enacted a law, the country wants the citizens all to observe the law. So the Word of God is that important because it helps us to observe and obey the Word of God. Not only to learn about the Word of God, but we must be able to apply the Word of God. You just listen, but if you do not apply the Word of God, it is of no use. Now here the Apostle Paul tells us that not only you are able to learn from us, but you must what? To walk. What is the meaning of walk? Well, to walk is just like learning Chinese. Xing, that means walk. And the word hang, it becomes a bank. Yin hang. So the word walk, you cannot read it literally, but it does mean that what? You obey. You obey the Word of God. By being taught the Word of God, you must what? Obey the Word of God. So James in the epistle, chapter 1, verse 2, it tells us that be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Today there are many people who are able to hear well whatever the pastors or preachers they preach. I think the congregation hear very well. I understand. Pastor, what you're preaching is so good. But the point is that no matter how good the pastor preaches, are we able to apply the Word of God into our lives or not? That is more important. So James said that you must be not the doers of the Word and not only hearers only. Similarly, Paul was telling the Thessalonians that you have already learned from me. You have learned from me. But you must what? You must walk. You must be able to walk. Observe and obey the Word of God. To do it, which is so important. Well, in the Bible, we can see there are several patriarchs that they have walked with God. Let me cite an example. In Genesis chapter 5, verse 22, tells us about Enoch walking with God. Enoch walked with God. Certainly does not mean that he literally walked with God, eh? But it does mean that he led an upright and godly life. It is very important for each and every Christian or each and every believer that after learning the Word of God, we must be able to lead an upright and godly life. To walk with God, of course, means that what? Our lives, our speeches, our thoughts, our behaviors, all must exhibit that we are truly saved and born again. Do you know that our speeches, our writings and so forth is so important. It tells you what kind of person we are. We often say that the pen and also the tongue, they are very good instruments. Well, the tongue is a good instrument because it can tell you something good, but it can tell you also something bad at the same time. The pen is the same thing. You are able to write something good, but you are able also to curse people. Well, if that is so, the tongue and the pen become a sword that is able to kill people rather than edifying people. And so it is the same thing. To work with God, our speeches, our writings, our thoughts, and our everything should be what? Should be consistent. Should be consistent. That means to say, you are a believer, and the Word of God teaches you like that. Are you able to continue to live like that? To lead a righteous and godly life. That is so important. You may be a Christian. You may be a deacon. You may be an elder or perhaps a preacher or pastor. But your lives, your speeches, your writings does not exhibit that you are truly a Christian or a deacon or elder. It is in vain. It is only in name, but not in fact. So believers, brother and sisters in Christ, I think it's very, very important. Paul in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 tells you one very important thing. It says that what? I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you. Again he says beseech. I beg of you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Why did Paul say like that? You are supposed to be called. Supposed to be a believer. Is your life exhibiting that you are a believer or not? And Paul said, all right, I beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Again, I think to walk with God can also mean that we are reconciled to Him. We will always sought His guidance. We believe His word. We only believe His word, not only believing, but also what? To obey. To obey His word and to do it. And finally, we enjoy God's presence. That is what? Walking with God. We are able to see a believer whether he is walking with God or not by what? By his speeches. By his behavior. By his treating other people. Are you truly born again? Are you truly a believer? Your behavior will tell people. Well, you may be a pastor, but it doesn't mean that you are a pastor and you are alright, okay, and so forth. Not so. The way that you behave doesn't exhibit that you are a pastor. I've given an illustration before, perhaps at Philippine or what, about a black woman, an African lady. At one time she was very ill, very sick, and then she wanted to seek for treatment. But in ancient Africa, it's not so easy. People had to walk many, many far, far away in order to go to a hospital or medical center for seeking of treatment. And so this young African lady was very ill, but nevertheless she had to walk that distance in order to go to a mission hospital. Well, in the hospital, she was very, very ill indeed. And so the doctors and the nurses and all that tried their very best in order to what? To help her. Until quite a long time, and she was deep. She recovered and became very well. So one day, she was at the point of being discharged. So the nurse asked the late African lady, said, would you like to believe in Jesus Christ? Would you like to believe in Jesus Christ? She was from the up country. She didn't know who Jesus was. But nevertheless, she looked at the doctor and the nurse and so forth. Then said, if Jesus is like this man, then I would believe him. If Jesus is like this man, I would. She was pointing to the doctor who treated her and loved her so much. Now, beloved, I think our behavior, our treating other people is so important. Today, I think there are many churches or many people who hold offices in churches. They did not behave like they are truly holding the office, the position that they are holding. Now, certainly, I would not pinpoint to anyone. You see? But I was telling that there are many people that would be something like that. Does that help us to win souls to Christ? I mean, it does not. One of our FBPC students told me that I've been attending Life Church. And then I attend so forth and so forth, but now I don't want to go. I said, why? What reason? He said, so and so did not tell whatever he was supposed to tell. I said, let's not worry about that. We only worship God. Let's not worry about that. But that tells us that our behavior, our speeches and so forth will deter people from believing in Jesus Christ. And so the Apostle Paul said that after you have learned from me, you know the Bible well. Perhaps you are a deacon, you are an elder, or perhaps you are a pastor. But you better what? Better walk with God. Beloved, let me tell you another one. To walk with God is to do the will, to do the will of my Father, and to obey His commandments, His law, and His statutes, His word. The Bible tells us that when the Lord Jesus Christ at the Sermon on the Mount, saying that at end times, there are people, or there will be people who come to tell Him, Lord, I preach Thy word. I've also what? Heal so many people and so forth and so forth. But Jesus said, I do not know you. Let me tell you, this is a very stern warning to each and every one of us. We claim that we are believers. We claim that we are deacons. We claim that we are elders. We claim that we are pastors of the church. But our behavior, our word, our speeches and so forth do not tell us that we are really pastors or preachers or even elders and so forth. I think we are not fit to be called. Jesus will tell you that, I do not know you. Enoch was so blessed because why? According to Genesis, he said he lived for 365 years, which is almost the number of 1 year. 365 years, 365 days. The Bible tells us that Enoch walked with God and he was not. He was not, means that he was not found. For God took him. He pleased God and God blessed him because he was not found on earth and God took him to heaven. Again, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, the Bible in Hebrews says that by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. The Bible tells us that Enoch pleased God. And he was so blessed. Because why? He did not meet death. God took him to heaven. There's another person in the Bible called Noah. I think we believe I believe that most of us know about Noah in Genesis. The Bible says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. When a person has found grace in the eyes of the Lord, that person should what? Should please the Master. Otherwise, he will not find grace in the Lord. Noah found grace in the Lord. Why was Noah found grace in the Lord? Let me ask you this question. For what reason? Because he was a just and perfect man. A just and perfect man should be one who obeys the law. Whatever the Bible teaches us, we follow. Whatever the Bible forbids us, we would not do that. Then that particular person can be a just and perfect man. Perfect definitely does not mean that you are sinless perfection, but is that you are doing your best to be upright, to be godly, and devoted to what? To God. And of course, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, it says, Noah walked with God. You see, a person who truly walked with God, a person who truly does the will of God, a person who truly believes the word of God, and a person who truly obeys and do it, you know, that particular person will be blessed. One who walks with God is one who is upright, godly, truly devoted to God. This can only be achieved by observing and obeying the word of God and His commandment. And so the Bible tells us Noah found grace in the God because why? He pleased God. He pleased God. He was just and perfect man. Now, beloved, as we come to see that, let me share you something, another reason why we are not able to please God. Because sometimes our lives are like the Pharisee. In the time of Jesus' time, the Pharisees are like that. They are self-righteous. They think that they know better. They know the Torah. They know the Old Testament Bible so well. But the reason is that they observe the tradition. They do not truly believe what? In their heart. They do not truly believe in their heart. And they were not able to manifest their life that they are truly God's people. So let me share with you something why sometimes people cannot please God. Because why? We are selfish. We care for ourselves. We do not care for others. Romans chapter 15 verse 1 to 3 tells us that we ought not to please ourselves. For even Christ pleased not himself. Self is the God that many people worship. Well, just now I was telling you the example of the great Balinese. Well, he did not want to please the crowd. But his main aim was not to please the Master. So here, Paul was saying the same thing to the Romans. We ought not to please ourselves, for even Christ pleased not himself. Self is the God that many people worship. And oftentimes we try to please ourselves. Another reason why we cannot please God is that we seek to please man and not God. In Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, do I seek to please men? If I yet please men, I should not be the servant of God. Today, I think sometimes we cannot please other people. We stand for God. We don't care about other people, but people will not be happy with us. They hate us. Because we speak what? We speak the truth. Many would not like it. Those that are in darkness would not in favor of the light. In Acts chapter 4, after healing the lame man by Peter in Jerusalem and after his preaching of the gospel to the people, Peter and John were arrested. And later, the next day, they were being released by Anna and Caiaphas, the high priest. They were warned not to mention about the man Jesus and so forth. Which was the truth. Because these people were being healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Which was the truth. And yet the high priest ordered them not to mention about that. What did Peter and John say? Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than God. Judge ye, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen or heard. Here the apostle Peter and John told the high priest that we cannot do that. We better listen to God rather than listen to what? To men. They would not please the what? The high priest, but they prefer to please what? Please God. At end times, I think we often come to that kind of situation. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 to 4, it tells us that for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they help to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Paul said to Timothy that at end times there will be people like that. They will not accept the truth. They will not accept the truth. They have itching ears. Today we hold forth the doctrine of Bible plenary preservation because we know that it is the truth. And without that, God's word means nothing. It could be something alteration here and there, and you cannot be certain which part is true, which part is not true. And so it is a milestone of rather the foundation of our belief. But people will not listen to that. What happened when they will not listen to that? Let me tell you one thing. Those who hold forth, obey the word of God, will be blessed because we please God. But those who do not believe, what happened? Well, they will not receive the blessing. And so these are the people. Mind you, at end times, there are many people, as I said, they have the form of godliness, but depriving the power thereof. Beloved, how are we going to please God? We must be able to what? To learn His word well. Not only to learn His word, but also what? To practice it. To do it. And then you see, in that case, we must be able to stand forth. And the Apostle Paul was teaching the Thessalonians that not only that you learn the word of God, but to walk to please God, but you will abound more and more. The word abound more and more is that growth spiritually. You become stronger and stronger in your faith. You become stronger and stronger in your faith. Beloved, let me ask you one thing. In our lives, in our way of life, are we pleasing God? Let me ask you this question. Are you pleasing God? Or are you pleasing yourself? Are you pleasing someone? Because you are afraid that if I do not please them, then I will be in big trouble and so forth. I do not think that is quite right. We should be like the Apostle Peter and John. I rather hear God than what? Than hear men. Whatever man says, you do not believe. I believe. And Paul also said to the young Timothy or middle-aged Timothy that time has come. Many people will not endure sound doctrine. We are believing that the Bible has no mistakes because it is a very sound doctrine. It is the foundation of our Christian faith. But people will not believe in them. They will not endure sound doctrine. But according to after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers. They click together the teachers, having what? Having each other. Today, those who oppose against the VPP are becoming bigger and bigger, more and more people. Because the more the better, the more the better. All right. So that they are able to what? To resist those minority. But are we afraid? No. We should be like what? Like the Apostle Peter and John. We should hear God rather than men. We are not afraid of men. We should hear what? Hear God, what God says to us. Beloved, after learning the word of God, we must walk, believe His word, fully His word. And then we will be able to grow in grace. We will be able to grow in grace. But not only that, in order to please God, we should not be what? Should not be afraid of men. Men will threaten you, just like the high priest threatening Peter and John, but we are not afraid. We will stand firm at all times, because God is often on our side. Let us pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, as we look at Thy Word, we know that Thy Word is the truth, and we believe that what Thou hast said, at end times, there will be many itching ears who refuse sound doctrine. But we know that as children of God, our main aim is not only to please the crowd, but is our main aim to please the Almighty God. Lord, help us that during our lives, as we continue to live on this earth, we may be able to observe Thy word, not only observing to learn, but also to please Thee. It is our main aim that we should be like that. Help us that we may always have the desire to please Thee and not to please men. Thank You for Thy word, and may Thy word help each and every one of us here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.